That's my first single. I've been dying for y'all to hear it for a while now. I haven't had new music out in a while, so I'm very excited. I think I'm packing batteries somewhere. That's how energized I am. So, but the first question I was going to answer, because I got a lot of questions from a lot of people. I hope you like the song, P.S. If you don't, lie to me. But this first question is, what made me pick Mr. Know-It-All as the first single? We picked Mr. Know-It-All because it was unlike any other song that really I've ever come out with. And secondly, just because it's very different from a first single for me. Usually we go with that anthem, like guitar-driven song, and this was very different, and I was really into it. And it's just super sassy, and it sets up the album nicely, because the whole theme is very empowering, the album. So anyway, I hope you like the album. But anyway, so that's why I picked Mr. Know-It-All first. And then what made me title the album Stronger? I ended up naming the album Stronger mainly because the entire album is very much about empowerment and just strength overall. And I love singing songs like that. I love being sassy. I love having attitude. And I love raining on boys' parades. And anyway, but it's just it's a fun overall album. And that was kind of the theme, is strength. So we named it Stronger. And also, it's one of my favorite tracks on the album. It's from that lyric, What Doesn't Kill You is the name of the song. But anyway, so it's it just kind of encompassed the whole theme for the album. So we named it Stronger. And the next question is, I hope this isn't boring. Okay. And the next question is, will there be a tour anytime soon? I'm getting in trouble for saying this, but I'm pretty sure we're starting tour in the new year around January, because we're going to go promote everywhere in September and October and November, promote the whole album and the single and do a bunch of, you know, TV and radio stuff. And then take off for Christmas vacation so everybody can. And then we're back and we're going to be touring, which is my favorite. And we've already been rehearsing. The band and I have been rehearsing the new album. And it's so much fun to, it's going to be so much fun to tour. So I hope y'all like the music. I think I'm going to end every answer with, I hope you like the music. Next time I'm going to have a co-host because I feel really awkward. Okay, but when will the song be on iTunes? I believe the song is available to buy September 5th. You can, if you pre-order the album now, I know on kellyclarkson.com, the store, I believe, if you pre-order it now, then you get the single free and it comes to you right whenever, like I think 12 a.m. on September 5th. If it's not 12 a.m., don't hold me to that or yell at me. But it's something like that. Anyway, but and the album comes out October 25th, too. So I know that date in my head. I'm very proud of that. Anyway, what separates this album from the rest? This album is, I think, vocally different from all the other albums. All the other albums, like my... This is just a very good, I think every producer captured how I sound live, even more so than the previous album, just because it's, I think a lot of the producers got to know me more vocally, and everything doesn't sound, you know, sometimes, especially with pop music, things can sound highly compressed and auto-tuned and everything. So this album is not like that at all. I think that's what my manager and label and everybody have, we've kind of been discussing the biggest difference in this album is vocally how I sound. So hopefully y'all like it. It's how I sound live. So if you've ever seen me live, there will be nothing new for you. That's how I sound. So if you haven't seen me live, come to a show. Okay. The next question is, what is your favorite song you've ever recorded? Actually, my favorite song I've ever recorded on this album is You Love Me. It's my favorite song I've ever recorded, but it happens to be on this new album. It's called You Love Me, and I just think it's a really relatable subject, and I don't want to ruin the song for you, but so I'm not going to like tell you exactly what it's about, but it sounds like it's a happy song, but you know me, I put that dark twist on it, so it's not not happy, but I wrote it in like 15 minutes, and I just had a real bad day, and I just wrote this song with Josh Abraham and MCology or Oliver Goldston, whatever name he wants to go by, but they're super talented, and they did the track, and I wrote the melody and lyrics in like 15 minutes, and it's just one of those songs, I think when a song flows from you that fast, you're not thinking too much, so I think they always end up being the better song. Well, I say that, you might hate it, but lie to me. Anyway, I'm totally okay with that. Anyway, the next song I mean, question is, I'm so nervous. Okay. Who would you like to do a duet with? There's a lot of people I want to do duets with. I just love a lot of different styles of music. So I would really, though, I'm going to stay hardcore on these two girls. I'm going to just wear them down until they get in a studio with me. I am a huge fan of Adele and Miranda Lambert. And if I have to, like, just be the most weird, awkward stalker fan on the planet, I will do it to get that accomplished. I'm just a huge fan of both of those girls, and I just think they're really super talented, and they're two of my favorites in my generation of music. So, anyway, if they're listening, we need to do a song together. Even if you don't want to, do it for me. Just kidding. The next, Alex Richman, I guess, he says, Mr. Know-It-All is so perfect, I can't handle it. Oh, I love you. Okay, thank you. I thought that was a question. I didn't know that. Keith Edwards asks me, what do you think you've learned the most from American Idol to now, your fifth album? I think just, I mean, it's been a decade since I auditioned because I'm 29 now. No age jokes. I'm still young and awesome. But anyway, I think just in the decade, I've learned just to be a little bit more confident. You get a little more confident each album you go and each tour I'm on. And I don't know. I guess in your 20s, you're ever changing. So I guess I've just learned to adapt to a lot of the different multiple personalities that I have. And I think it's just fun to keep changing. And that's the thing that I think I'm most confident with. I'm not afraid to go do like the Jason Aldean song with him. I love country music, you know, but at the same time, I'm coming out with a pop record right now, and I love pop, and I just love a lot of different styles and genres, and I don't know. I guess my whole thing that I've learned since Idol is, you know, on Idol, we got to perform a lot of different genres of music, and I think that was a really good setup for how people can perceive me as an artist, because I love all different kinds of music, so I'm going to be the annoying girl that shows up in every different genre, just because I want to, and I like it. Jamba Jim, I hope I said that right, or Jamba Jim, Jamba Juice, oh, maybe like that, okay. Oh, I just did an ad for them, you're welcome. Jamba Jim, when can we karaoke together? Well, I am in Nashville right now, and I don't know if you know this, but I love karaoke. I particularly love A Hole in the Wall here, and it's called Larry's Lounge, and it is awesome. And I frequent that sometimes with some friends, and I've met up with some fans here to karaoke. Watch out for my Twitter on tour as well. I think I'm going to do that on this next tour, just meet up with random people at random karaoke bars and sing a song with y'all, because I love karaoke. But here's the thing, you can't be serious about it, because then it's embarrassing, okay? Just know that. Everyone's laughing if you're really serious at karaoke. It's not supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be funny. So I will whip out some Eminem or Vanilla Ice or Lauryn Hill, and it will be awesome. Okay, so when will we get an album track listing? I actually got an email today about which songs are the final songs for the, we're still deciding that today, because we have a lot of great songs, and you know, there's always the deluxe version that you can buy and all these different versions and everything. So we've got the basic 13 down that we're really excited about, but I don't think get to see that until at least right up until the album's coming out, just because we don't want to spoil it, especially because of all the leaks and stuff. But anyway, and I'm not even mad. I know people keep thinking I'm mad about the leaks. I'm not so mad at the leaks as I am just, it kind of ruins the fun. But I get it. I'm a huge fan of music, so if I could listen to stuff before it came out, I would do it. So I'm not, like, super mad. Just a little, you know, ruins kind of the fun of it all. But anyway, so the next question is, when will we see the video for Mr. Know-It-All? I just shot the video with, I didn't even take a breath. Did you see that? That's how nervous I am. Okay. Anyway, I just shot the video here in Nashville a few days ago with Justin Francis, who is awesome. The video is going to be really cool. It's very different from any other video I've done. That was our point. We wanted to kind of bring something new to the table. And yeah, it's really cool. I don't want to ruin the concept or anything, so, and I'm nervous right now, and if I talk more about it, I will. So I'm not going to say any more, then it's going to be really good. So I hope you like it. I'm trying to filter myself so I don't ruin it. What's your favorite song to perform live? I haven't performed any of the new album yet, but I have a feeling a couple of those are going to be my favorites. But for my old stuff, I'd say Walk Away is probably my favorite to perform live. I feel like I'm Annie Lennox during that song, which is a stretch. I'm nowhere near as good as Annie Lennox. But I feel like I'm her when I'm singing that, and I just feel real awesome. So, and it's just a real, you know, big, ballsy girl song. I love that. So, and I get to belt out stuff, so everybody knows I love that. So, anyway, okay. The next question is, how many songs have you written on the new album? I've written half this album, I wrote half this album. I didn't plan to do that. It just kind of, half of it, ended up being stuff that I was a part of. But we did have a lot of great songs from a lot of other writers that came in, like Mr. Know-It-All is one of them. And I would never want to write my whole album just myself, just because I feel like that would be the same song 12 times, you know, maybe. So I love taking other writers' songs and stuff, just because I would have never written Mr. Know-It-All, you know, and I would have never written What Doesn't Kill You, which is another song on the album that's probably going to be a single that I love. And I just think it's really awesome to be able to pick a song that I can totally relate to, and I feel like I wish I could have written, you know, and I just love sassy music, and I think people, like, especially writers this time around, really, like, honed in on me and my personality and something I would say, and just really did a really great job of it. So, anyway, we have a lot of great, talented writers on this album, but I did write half of it with people from my band and new people as well that I'd never written with. So, a lot to look forward to, or not, if you don't like it. but this, next question is, I don't know how to say your name, but it's UGE Skr. I knew I was going to say that wrong. What kind of coffee did you have this morning? Is there any other kind than Coffee Bean, my friend? I love Coffee Bean, and I do love some Folgers. Let's not pretend. Folgers in your hand, whatever that commercial is. I love coffee and tea. I probably don't need the caffeine because I'm quite bubbly and annoying on my own, but I just love it. So I had that this morning, and a fly fell in my coffee this morning. That's probably bad luck, right? But he ruined my really good cup of Joe, which was kind of upsetting, but whatever. You didn't need to know any of that. I don't know why I said that. Interesting. Okay, so the next question is, will the album be released in Europe? Of course it will. We're going to Europe. Actually, I have a show in Berlin, a festival that I'm performing at soon, in September. And yeah, we're releasing the album there. I'm pretty sure the same time we're releasing it in the States and everywhere else. I love traveling, so I'm very fortunate to have fans all across the world, and I hope y'all dig the music just as much so we can come tour there, because we love traveling. So, and we're ready. So, and I know you are, because I keep getting yelled at on Twitter and Facebook. So, let fans know that we are going to play some song at the end. Oh, okay, so we're going to play the song again. I wasn't supposed to read that out loud. Do you like how I'm new at this? Rookie! I'm just going to let you know now, I'm answering questions, but we're going to play this song again towards the end of this amazing broadcast brought to you by me. But for right now, Philip asked me, would you ever do a duet with Chris Daughtry? Actually, I love Chris, and we have been trying to do a duet on a couple of my albums, and we're really just waiting for that perfect song, and we actually had a great song for this album. It just didn't end up fitting in with the record. My record ended up kind of going a different direction than what we started with. So, and it would have been like total left field sounding. But I love Chris. So one day we are going to get a song together and we're both going to sing it together and please a lot of fans and ourselves, because we really enjoy each other's music and we enjoy each other. So it'd be great to actually get to do that. Okay, so Britt is asking, what is your favorite TV show right now? Ooh, I love, okay, well, this is actually The Closer. It's their last season. That's probably the thing I'm watching most right now. I'm a huge Kira Sedgwick fan. I probably said her name wrong. I don't care. I don't know how to say it because it's really interesting looking, but I can't pronounce it. But I love her. And this is the last season of The Closer. All of you are making fun of me if you don't watch The Closer, but if you watch The Closer, you're very saddened by the fact that this is the last season, because she's adorable, and the show is great, and the cast is awesome. Anyway, that's what I'm watching right now. And Shell630 asks, what is your musical influence for this album? We kind of, I would say, like, if you're listening to the album, you can definitely hear that, like, I was influenced by, you know, Prince or Tina Turner on a couple of them, Sheryl Crow on a couple. It's kind of across the board, just kind of, I mean, all my albums are usually very eclectic sounding. I mean, they're all pop, but very eclectic pop. Just because I love different genres of music and I love incorporating it, there's some stuff on there that sounds very country influenced, the writing style and even the delivery of it. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's all, you know, very cohesive. It's a very cohesive album, but it does kind of, it's like my tour, if you've ever seen me on tour. I kind of go through, you know, a lot of different genres, but it all kind of ties in. Because let's face it, I mean, I sound the same on every song. So, yeah. So, anyway, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Next time I will have a co-host. Maybe I should have a fan. That's the thing. We should have a fan do it with me next time. Okay. Okay, so Jacqueline Marie, I think that's how you say it. Who is your celebrity crush? Oh my God, I'm totally going to mispronounce his name, but I just saw him. I think his name is Kyle Chandler or something. He's the guy from Friday Night Lights, and they just started showing that again on TV, but they showed it a while back. He's so hot. I mean, if he weren't married, I might stalk him. Like, he's absolutely beautiful, and if you know anyone that looks like him and is single, you just send him my way, because I'm ready, because he's a hottie. I like him, and I think that's his name. If I got his name wrong, I'm sorry. I do that all the time. Okay, so Tom is asking, how do you stay so grounded? Well, I'm a giant nerd, so it's hard not to be grounded when you're not cool enough to not be grounded. So, I don't know, I have good friends, and I really obviously don't care about being famous because I'm a giant nerd, so I guess that helps me stay grounded. I don't know. What do you do on your days off? I'm really badly involved in music. Like, I just love it. I'm obsessive. So usually I'm writing always on my off days, or I like to enjoy a drink or two or three with some friends sometimes, or I like outdoorsy stuff. I like hiking and stuff like that, and anything outdoors. I don't know what is so peaceful about being outdoors, but it super is for me. I don't know why I said super is for me. That's not even grammatically correct. Awesome. This is great. We should do this more often. I'm doing great. I can't wait to get made fun of by everybody for this. Okay, so Riley Lang asked, did the duets you tweeted about make the album? Ooh, good question, Riley. Okay, so one of the duets made the cut for that's going to be released and everything. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who that is yet, and I almost did, and that, Riley, would get me in trouble, maybe. But you all know her. It's a girl. And she is somewhat affiliated with American Idol, I will say that. I'm going to get in trouble for probably saying that, but I don't care because I get in trouble all the time anyway. So, anyway, the other duet didn't make it. It's Chris and I tried again for this album, and I was saying before, it just didn't, the song didn't, it doesn't, when you hear the album, yeah, it doesn't fit with the song that we recorded. But it's a great song, so hopefully we can still release it somewhere or something will happen from that. But he's super talented, by the way. Anyway, not that you needed me to remind you that. Okay, CMA 424004. Do you plan on taking Security and Joplin on tour with you? They're so cute. They are, aren't they? They're adorable. They're my children. And they're mad right now that mom just left home to come work. Yeah, no, I'm totally taking them on tour in the U.S. I don't think I'll probably take them overseas. I think there's probably a rule on that somewhere, traveling with dogs. Just, you know, that much. And it'd be bad for them to travel that much. But, yeah, they are going to tour with me in the U.S. And they are super cute. And don't think I won't bring them out on stage just to be that mom that does that. Because they're awesome. Anyway. Okay. So next question is, what have you learned from your country idols like Reba? I wish I could learn more from Reba because I am not good at this. Which, by the way, she would rock your face at this. She's great at this stuff. I'm just horrible at talking. In general, I do it often, but I'm just horrible at it. But yeah, no, she definitely, touring with her was just really great for me to learn more, I guess, the entertainer side, because I always just focus on the vocals and you know, nothing else really. I'm just like, hopefully everything else falls into place. And she just taught me, kind of opened my eyes up just to the bigger show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's she's just a different kind of performer, and I learned a lot from her. I learned when to shut up and let the audience clap for you. Her and Narwhal get so mad at me whenever I just start talking over the audience clapping, because, you know, y'all want to, I'm in the audience and I want people to shut up and let me clap for him, but it's really hard because when the song ends, I just want to go in another song because I hate talking. I'm talking really fast. Okay. Anyway, I love Reba. I learn a lot from her daily, obviously, just because she's a pioneer in the music industry. So, okay. So what's going on with Already Famous? Do Jill and Kate sing on your new album? I love doing all my background vocals, so it's not that they're not capable of doing background vocals, but I just love doing them so much that I do them all on my albums. But because I never get to harmonize, ever. And that's actually one reason why we did the group Already Famous, which is kind of just a fun thing, side project we did on the side. There's no politics, it's just fun. We went in the studio and recorded a bunch of songs that, like, we've written a bunch of songs, so we just recorded them, and we don't really know what we're even going to do with it. We just, you know.